For those yearning for the truth and nothing else, this is the great opportunity you've been waiting for. Our Soul Rescuer Ministry brings to you Voice of Rescue. Beloved, this radio program is aimed at bringing the undiluted Word of God to your spirit, soul, and body. Please don't be distracted by anything. As God's servant, Pastor Ladimeji Ashalu and Evangelist Elijah Ifeon shares the word, God bless you.
Welcome to the Voice of Rescue again. Today, we shall continue on the undisputable evidence of genuine repentance. What are those things that we will see in somebody's life to make us to know that this person have truly and genuinely repented? The fruits that is coming out of your life is the evidence. What are these fruits? The fruit of righteousness.
Then Kenya, Aya Yara,
Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God. When there is righteousness, and where there is righteousness, Jesus is evidently in that place.
Jesus,
when we are talking about righteousness, nobody can be righteous by himself.
Because
the Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy rags. We are talking about the righteousness that is ascribed unto us when we are born again. Some people misunderstand these scriptures. They say, oh, I have the righteousness of Jesus.
So wait, I
can continue in sin.
I
can continue to tell lies. I can continue to steal. That is totally misconception of the scriptures. Having the righteousness of Jesus is not a liberty to sin. In Acts chapter 5:1-4, we are told of the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, they were Christians. They started with the righteousness of Jesus. But they did not continue that righteousness. And along the way, they lost the righteousness. And that's what people don't know today. The Lord wants us to continue. It is only those that endure to the end shall be saved. Many are deluded that I have the righteousness of Christ, but they keep doing bad things. It's only fools that makes mock of sin. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 9. What is righteousness? Righteousness is doing what is right. When you give your life to Jesus, the grace of God is given to you to live in righteousness. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 confirms that. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appear to all men. This grace is teaching us denying ungodliness. Listen, when you have the grace of God, the grace of God will teach you to deny ungodliness. The grace of God will teach you to deny worldly lusts. The grace of God will teach you to live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world. Righteousness is denying ungodliness. In the office that you are, you will deny bribery or we offer it. We are living in times wherein corruption is engraved in every fiber of everything around us. Even today, you see parents buying expo for their children. You see students sorting lecturers. You see lecturers demanding gifts from students. Lecturers demanding sex for marks.
Then they went all
students who pass their exam. There's no righteousness in all these things.
Then I didn't do it.
There is no righteousness in when somebody tell lies. When you are in unrighteousness, you will pay a heavy price in eternity. Somebody tells you that when you are born again, there is nothing you have to do anymore. All these things are the lies of the devil. There is something you need to do. You need to deny unrighteousness. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 tells us what you have to do. This is a letter written to Christians. Say, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation. How do you work out your salvation? With fear and trembling. Today, people don't tremble anymore as sin. People don't want to care about the consequences of sin anymore. Your life, your salvation is more valuable than anything in this world. When you are giving your body to collect marks in the school, your soul is more valuable than your university degree. Your soul is more valuable than the reward of money. Those of you who are working in the public place, and you take delight in collecting bribe, you will not do anything for anybody without collecting bribe from me. Friends, nothing can be compared to your soul. Young girls today, they have shut off their hearts from righteousness because they want every good thing of life. They want to have the latest phone. They want to dress to kill. They want to live in the best apartments. They want to live in choice places. They want to live a large life. They go about offering their body to men. They will do anything for the sake of money. And they still claim that they are born again. Here is righteousness in all this. The grace of God will teach you to deny ungodliness. Where is the fruit of righteousness in your marriage? I want to ask you today, is it right to beat your wife? Is it right to punish your husband by denying him of your body? Is it right to give money to strange women? Is it right to have girlfriends, whether they are many? You pay money to these girls, but your responsibility at home is suffering. Is that righteousness? Is it right to have a concubine or a mistress or a mister outside your marriage? Where is righteousness in your life today? Is it right to cheat others? Is it right to give wrong judgment because of money? Is it right to embezzle? What is meant for everybody? You alone embezzle everything, and you still have the God to bring the proceed to God. I want to ask you today, is it right to use your position to oppress others? That position that God has given to you, you are now using that position to oppress people. If you don't give me this, I will not allow this to happen in your life. Where is righteousness in that? And you carry Bible to church every Sunday. Show me the fruit of righteousness. Remember Deuteronomy chapter 25 and 16. For all that do such things, all that do unrighteously, are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. That is what the scripture says. When you are living such kind of life, you are an abomination to God. A lot of souls are in hell today because they have chosen the path of unrighteousness. But if of a truth you have truly repented, you shall see that fruit in your life. In Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 13, the Bible says, woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. Do you know there are people today, they like to give people jobs. They will deny them of their wages. People that are working for you, your driver, why have you not paid your driver? Your housemate, why have you not paid your housemate? You have the money but you refuse to pay them, and you carry all of them to church. Where is righteousness in what you are doing? Woe unto him that builded his house by unrighteousness. You are building yourself houses. You are building yourself empires for the money and everything you are using for the building. Everything is gotten by unrighteousness. That house that you are building now, is it by righteousness or by stealing or by cheating or by kidnapping or by bribery or by lying or by corruption? That house that you are building now, that car you just bought now, is it by righteousness. The land he just acquired now.
It's
seed by righteousness. That certificate you are using now is seed by righteousness. Whatever you have acquired as a gain, if it is wrongly acquired, you will surely pay for it. One way or the other, if not in this world, definitely in eternity. In Romans chapter 1 verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Friends, have you genuinely repented? Even if you are invited to do things that are not right, you will turn down the offer. In Romans chapter 6 verse 13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't yield your mouth. Don't yield your hands. Don't yield your biro. Don't yield your position as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. God is calling you today
to
unfalsifying figures. Stop covering up things. You reject all the offers to do such things. You get to your place of work. You write the wrong time down. Is that a righteous act? God is sending me to you today. That is time for you to repent and genuinely surrender your life to Jesus and begin to bear the fruit of righteousness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, know ye not that your righteous are not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of the same with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous people, drunkards, revilers, extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. No gate of heaven will open for you. Your pastors may be lying to you, telling you that there is no problem. I am telling you today, there is a big problem. You cannot mix the two together. You cannot mix righteousness and unrighteousness. God will not accept a cocktail of righteousness and unrighteousness from you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14, he said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship are righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion at light with darkness? Can the two mix together? No, it cannot be. A truly repented soul lives in and breathes in righteousness. You have pleasure in doing unrighteous things. You go to job or you take pleasure in unrighteousness. Today God is warning you that you should turn to righteousness. You can live and walk in righteousness. If you yield yourself to God, start that work today and genuinely repent from all acts of unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 8 verse 4 tells us how we can walk in righteousness by the grace of God in your life. You can walk in that righteousness. If you want to truly repent today and begin a walk in righteousness, you can start now and you can start here. Close your eyes and let us pray and say after me, Father, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
I ask that you forgive me my sins. I ask that you come into my heart. I ask that you give me the power to see no more. I ask that you wash my sins with your precious blood. I ask that you write my name in the book of life. As I turn away from every act of unrighteousness, I receive Jesus today
Jesus
as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I want to congratulate you for that step you have taken today. I want to encourage you to continue to walk in righteousness and demonstrate the fruit of righteousness, and it shall be well with your soul. God bless you.
I hope the word has been of immense blessings. Worship with us on Wednesdays 5 p.m. for Bible studies, while prayers and deliverance service is on Friday at same time. Our Sunday service is by 8 a.m. at Soul Rescue Ministry, number 2, Isukatu Layout, behind UCTH, Calabar.
You can reach us on 0705-523-9899.
God bless you.